This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on August 2, 2012. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
As you were saying...
As I was saying, the next item on the agenda is Draft Advisory Opinion 2012-24, Dean Peterson. Ms. Hayden from the Office of General Counsel.
Thank you, Chair Hunter. Good morning, Commissioners. Before you are agenda documents 12-56 and 12-56A, which consist of three alternative draft advisory opinions responding to a request from Mr. Dean Peterson. Mr. Peterson wishes to form a publishing company to publish, market, and distribute the autobiography of Lee Biberg, a candidate for U.S. House of Representatives from Minnesota. Mr. Peterson and Mr. Biberg are acquainted through their business and civic involvement in the town they live in. Mr. Peterson represents that the publishing and distribution agreement between his company and Mr. Biberg will be negotiated at arm's length, is consistent with industry practice, and that the services will be performed at the usual and normal charge. The autobiography will not expressly advocate the election or defeat of any clearly identified candidate. The request asks whether the proposed activities will constitute an in-kind contribution to Mr. Biberg's campaign. All three drafts conclude that the proposed activities would not constitute an in-kind contribution, but differ as to the reason. Draft A concludes that the proposed activities would not be in-kind contributions because the transaction involves the provision of services at the usual and normal charge and is commercially reasonable, while Draft B and revised Draft B conclude that the proposed activities would not be in-kind contributions because they are merely entrepreneurial or commercial activity. Additionally, all three drafts conclude that the publishing company's payment of Mr. Biberg's travel expenses for book promotional purposes would not constitute an in-kind contribution. We did not receive any comments on the request or the drafts. Thank you. I would be happy to address any questions that you may have.
Thank you very much. And as I was saying earlier, it looks like we're going to be able to come to an agreement on a yes answer for the requester, but for different reasons. And we're going to ask the Office of General Counsel to prepare a letter that will note that to the requester that there's different reasoning, and we'll attach the different drafts that are voted on today. Are there any questions or comments on the drafts? Commissioner Bowerly.
Thank you. And we haven't taken any votes yet, but if all goes as anticipated, Chair sort of stole my thunder there. I was going to say that I think I might be the fourth vote for this requester, and I'd like to explain my reasons why. I'll be supporting revised draft B, unless someone dissuades me otherwise this morning. And as the draft states, this requester has outlined extensive efforts to separate out the book activity that's proposed from the election-related activities, going so far as to say that no campaign activity will occur on any of the book-related events or even on the trips that are being proposed as part of this book activity. And to me, that is a very important consideration. Certainly, any time a candidate is out in the district meeting the public, even for commercial reasons or for other reasons, there might be some ancillary benefit to a campaign. But the question really here is before us is whether this commercial activity is in the normal course of business and what the purpose of it is. And as the draft states, if the facts were different, if we had a requester before us telling us that the purpose was to influence the election, the answer here, in my view, would be very different. But as the draft states, because this activity will be kept separate from any election-related activity, this requester tells us that his intent is to enter the publishing business and has represented that these terms are consistent with those in this type of publishing. And given the safeguards that this requester has put in place, I'm prepared to support revised draft B.
Thank you. Any other comments? Madam Vice Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I am going to be voting no on both drafts, although revised draft B comes close to something that I could support, and this was a tough one for me. And I think my views are informed by my personal history, which is that I started out in the political law business back in the late 80s, early 90s, in the ethics line, and at that time, a number of politicians got into hot water with book deals that were a little bit out of the norm, and made me kind of nervous about arrangements that aren't, you know, the standard publishing arrangements with an established publisher, which are the kind of protections that were put into place by the House and Senate Ethics Committees to ensure that what they were looking at were commercial activities and not, in their case, they were more concerned about violations of the gift rule or violations of the outside earned income limits. But I think similar concerns could be present in terms of the contribution limits of the Federal Election Campaign Act. This is, and of course, what we say in this opinion will be guidance for other folks. I don't have any reason to discount the representations that this particular requester thinks this is a good opportunity and is inspired by this candidate's life story and thinks that other people will be as well and may be inspired to buy the book. But, you know, we have a situation, and again, I'm mostly concerned about the travel that would be subsidized under the category of book promotional events. You know, we have a situation where somebody who's not an established publisher and somewhat concedes that the reason he's doing it is he doesn't think an established publisher would be interested is going to be assisting somebody in self-publishing, which is I think this may reflect my lack of knowledge of the publishing industry, that one can describe something as self-publishing when, in fact, oneself is not publishing. Obviously, if the candidate wanted to self-publish, there are, as they point out in the request, one can go to Amazon, one can literally self-publish a book, and there would be no limits on that. But here we have a situation where, in the height of the campaign season, somebody other than the candidate is going to be subsidizing travel around a very large state where travel is, you know, a substantial benefit, in order to enable a candidate to talk about his life and his beliefs and his policy prescriptions for the future, which kind of sounds an awful lot like campaigning. And I appreciate the attempts that have been made to cordon off campaign activity, both in the request and have been highlighted in revised draft B. But I think, again, given my my history with book deals gone bad, I'm just going to vote no on this.
Any other comments? Commissioner Walther?
I'm going to join Commissioner Weintraub. This is a close one for me, especially the draft that Commissioner Barrelly is proposing, I think is almost got me over the hump. But I have the same concerns that Commissioner Barrelly does and Commissioner Weintraub. We have a situation where, like Commissioner Weintraub says, in the heart of the election season, we have a situation where the publisher is a friend and has made contributions to the campaign. They're close. Wants to start a publishing company, has not yet formed anything yet. As I understand it, the book is not yet completed. And so everything is in such an embryonic stage. There's a rush to get this approved. And then there's no information about how much, what the promotion really would amount to, but it amounts to, as I understand it, really moving the candidate through the system and creating a lot of exposure. Those would be personal expenses by the publishing company. It wasn't indicated how the publishing company was going to get financed except through the funding of the friend. So I think it's just a little too tenuous, a little too close for me to support at this point.
Thank you. Any other comments? Okay. Is there a motion? Commissioner Peterson?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm going to be supporting Draft A, and I'll make a motion that that we approve Draft A as set forth in Agenda Document Number 12-56.
Thank you. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
No.
The motion fails by a vote of 3-3. Any other motions? Commissioner Bowerly?
Thank you. I move approval of Agenda Document 1256A, which is revised Draft B.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
No.
The motion fails 1-5. Thank you. And as we said earlier, the Office of General Counsel will prepare a letter telling the requester that he has approval, but for different reasonings. Thank you. Any other questions on that? Okay. We're going to take a brief recess before considering the next two advisory opinions. Both of them concern text messaging, and we will come back shortly. Thank you.